From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Mitch Leegan. Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill says she won't run for another office after her term expires next month, but that she will remain active in Democratic politics. In an interview with the St. Louis Post-Dispatch today, McCaskill squashed any speculation that she would run for governor, saying she's done running for office. Instead, she said she's planning a yet-to-be-announced initiative and that she sees potential in the non-elected public role that former Missouri Senator John Danforth, a Republican, has taken since he left office 24 years ago. McCaskill sought re-election to a third term last month, but lost to Republican State Attorney General Josh Hawley. She will give her final Senate floor speech tomorrow before leaving office in January. The Missouri Republican Party is calling on an attorney for the Secretary of State to recuse herself from investigating outgoing Republican Attorney General Josh Hawley. The Missouri GOP spokesperson said today that the Secretary of State Deputy General Counsel has a conflict because she donated to Hawley's former rival, Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill. Records show Christine Heisinger gave about $2,750 to McCaskill's 2006 and 2012 campaigns. Hawley unseated McCaskill in November. Republican Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft's office is investigating Hawley following allegations by a liberal group that he misused public funds to boost his Senate bid. Hawley's office has called the allegations frivolous and has pledged cooperation. The Columbia Missourian reports the downtown and Business Loop community improvement districts both collected more money than they spent this year. By the end of the fiscal year on September 30th, the downtown district had raised $130,000 more than it spent during the year. Meanwhile, the Business Loop Community Improvement District exceeded expenses by nearly $145,000. Property assessments in the Loop had totaled about $14 million, up 4% over fiscal 2017. The Columbia Missourian reports Patrick McKenna, the director of the Missouri Department of Transportation, will talk with members of the Columbia Chamber of Commerce tomorrow about plans for road maintenance in mid-Missouri and the rest of the state. The talk comes after the failure of Proposition D on the November tax ballot. Prop D was a proposed 10-cent increase in Missouri's per-gallon fuel tax, which if passed would have generated about $412 million annually for the state road fund and local governments. With the money, 9 road and bridge projects in the Columbia area would have been possible. Voters defeated the tax by a margin of 54% to 46% on November 6th. Missouri's tax on motor fuels remains the second lowest in the country at 17 cents per gallon. The University of Missouri joined the National Association of Collegiate Esports yesterday, making MU a member of the largest college-level competitive gaming scene in the country. Elite gamers who wage battle in popular video games like League of Legends and Overwatch will begin practicing and competing next fall. University of Missouri administrative consultant Andrew Sommer says scholarship programs are currently in the works. The computer lab and 2 classrooms at Center Hall will be converted into the team's headquarters. There will be a practice space, coaches' offices, and rooms for film review and online streaming for players. School officials also hope the growing popularity of esports, particularly among teenagers, translates into interest in the school. I'm Mitch Leegan, KBIA News, Columbia.